As we come to the Lord's table this morning, I want to tell you what I had in mind for introducing the service this morning with the Lord's resurrection and also remembering His death. Because these are two important things for us to understand, and I was greatly benefited by considering both of them and cracking that nut open to bring you the truth of what I was able to find. And so I'm going to encourage that we give the more earnest heed to the things which we have seen and heard, lest at any time we let them slip. At any time. That's my encouragement. Because I've been tempted before to think of the Lord's table as just that's what we do. But that's not just what we do when we come together. This is why we come together, is to remember that the Savior died for us. The Lord's table is Jesus' preparation. The Last Supper, when the Lord's Supper was instituted with His disciples, that was His preparation for death, but also He gave it to us as our preparation for heaven and for Him. This is not something that the Lord did as a ritual, as His farewell supper. He gave this to us so that we can prepare to be with Him where He went.
Amen.
Jesus delivered this table to us with, as often as you do it, remember me. Remember me as often as you do it. There is no limit on that. Jesus told us, as often as you do it. That's an encouraging thing. As often as you do it, that means you can do it. Do you ever get tired of remembering Jesus? That's why He said that. As often as you do it, remember me. The Prince of Life died to give us this table. That's what Peter told them at Pentecost. You killed the Prince of Life. But like I said earlier, it didn't end there. But think of the gravity of that. The Prince of Life gave His life so that we could remember Him and have life. Resurrection is necessary, especially for salvation. Jesus had to rise from the grave. But in order to rise from the dead, He had to be dead. But the grave didn't have anything on Him. He had to lay His life down. He had to lay it down Himself because He had no sin that it would hold Him. He had to lay it down. He gave it as a ransom for many. We can't undermine the importance of His death on a day that we celebrate His life and His resurrection. And this is a personal sacrifice. We can't depersonalize the death of Christ. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19 and 20, Jesus took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Jesus died for you. He died for me. We cannot depersonalize this. He died for me. He died to satisfy God. Yes, He did. He died so that I could be saved also. Jesus stood before His slaughter and opened not His mouth. He was the Lamb slain since the foundation of the earth, the Lion of Judah who was found worthy to loose the seals of the scroll and do the will of the Lord. That's what happened in Jesus' death. He tread the winepress of the wrath of God alone. He made His soul an offering for sin. The Lord saw the travail of His soul and was satisfied. Like Brother Seth quoted for us earlier today. He abolished enmity in His flesh and made us nigh by His blood. We who were once afar off by His blood, which was shed for you, has made us nigh. And so I'd like to read another portion of Scripture, if you would read with me from Hebrews chapter 10. I'd like to read verses 1 through 14 as we remember Christ and His sacrifice for us. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then I said, I come in the volume of the book it is written, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Amen. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. Let's remember Christ as we come to this table. Amen. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for Jesus' one sacrifice that has perfected us. I pray that you would continue to work in us as we remember our Savior at this table. And I pray that we would not take this for granted, that we would live for him who died for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.